calling from Gilderland, and I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the Food Friday show with Ray. It was wonderful to have the opportunity to bend the ear of all these wonderful chefs. So many people were calling about reduced sodium menus that I had the thought that it would be a great thing to actually do a show on, you know, low sodium and or diabetic friendly meals. And then of course there were a number of people who were interested in, you know, vegetarian and vegan menus, and that might be a great opportunity for another show. Love the programming, and carry on.
Well, this may be the only time this has ever happened. Frances Carrico here from Johnstown, New York, just heard a commentary by Herb London, and I find myself in agreement with him. He talked about the negative effects of modern technology, especially the computer and the internet. I thought his comments were spot on, and I really enjoyed his commentary today. Thanks for putting on diversified voices. It's good for us to hear.
Alan, thanks so much for the blessings offered by your interview with Arlo Guthrie. Happy Thanksgiving. It's Abigail Robin.
My name is Mishka Luft, and I'm calling from Niskayuna, New York. And I'm responding to alternative radio with Josh Rubiner speaking. And I have to say, I made myself listen to the entire program as my stomach churned and my blood boiled, listening to the screed against Israel. And while some of the facts presented are true, the entire tone was basically that Israel has no right to exist, which is absolutely the credo of the Hamas and Fatah organizations. All that he could say was that Israel could do no right and that the Palestinians can do no wrong.
Hi, my name is Sam Schumann. I'm from Albany. I was listening to a program about 1 p.m. today, the second, about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and it seemed that it was in very poor taste. I understand there's a lot of sides to the conflict and that a lot of people are opposed to the way Israel treats Palestinians, and yeah, they need to do a better job, but accusing them of ethnic cleansing, it's also a matter of fighting an asymmetric war like the U.S. and Iraq. They just haven't figured it out yet that you can't go in killing everyone you see because there are terrorists hiding among civilians.
Hello, this is Richard Propp in Albany. I wanted to thank you for the remarkable interviews today, December 3rd, by Joe Donahue of Karen Armstrong and James Carroll. I had to stop what I was doing and just listen. Thanks again.